I'm from the Fredericksburg area, yeah. I grew up right in South Stafford, went to Stafford High School. So, you know, I kind of spent the first 18 years of my life in the area, listened to a lot of B101.5, obviously.
Well, when did you know that music was something you wanted to pursue?
So as a kid, I used to do some, you know, theater-based kind of programs, and I did some voice lessons and that sort of thing. But I did take quite a bit of a hiatus. I wasn't really doing much for about 15 years in that vein. But kind of in college and grad school, I really just had songs that kept getting stuck in my head. So I kind of decided I needed some outlet. So I started doing voice lessons again and kind of found myself right back where I began, really.
Who did you kind of look at and think, that's who I'd like to sound like?
I guess for me, I don't know if I can directly pin it to one person. You know, I've always been a big fan of pop music. I've always just really liked that genre. So for me, I was looking to, I knew I wanted to create a pop album, and I really kind of was looking to create something that kind of existed in that Stranger Things kind of dark synth pop sort of 80s nostalgia territory. So that was kind of my basis of kind of sonically what I was going for.
In a lot of ways, you're living the dream that a lot of people look at as you get started here. How did you get started? How do you do it?
You know, for me, music kind of found me more so than the other way. It wasn't necessarily something I was pursuing, but I kind of just had music that was coming to me, getting stuck in my head, and I really had to have some way to get it out. So the first kind of the way I really started was, you know, I found the Virginia. Down in Virginia Beach, I found this recording studio that was obviously pretty budget-friendly because it was just not in a major city. So I was able to go down there and, you know, rent out a session or two, kind of create some demo tracks with the studio musician and just kind of the engineer that they had at the studio. And then utilizing those sort of demos that I created, I was able to kind of shop them around to just different lawyers who were able to put me in touch with some people who could really bring the production level up. In terms of making more.
Where do you stand right now?
Totally. So obviously it's been a bit of a tough year with Corona. You know, there wasn't many opportunities for doing any sort of live performances or anything in that vein. So I really took the past year to create this first album. Right now I'm still writing music. We just put out that remix of one of the singles, which is now kind of being put out to more dance radio and, you know, starting to being pushed to larger format radio as we get it going. But really right now, you know, I'm looking forward to the summer, hopefully trying to get some live performances in the books. And really I'm just kind of writing, you know, creating a catalog of content for kind of a subsequent album.
How tough is it to write? Do you enjoy doing that?
Oh yeah, no, I really enjoy the process of actually creating the songs. That's kind of for me, you know, the highlight of the whole thing is kind of taking this idea that you have in your head, kind of finding someone else who can help extrapolate it and really, you know, create the song that you hear in your head but are struggling to get out into the world, you know.
How long does it usually take you? I mean, I'm sure it varies, but how long?
It varies. You know, on the album, there's some songs that, you know, might have been in the works for up to a month, you know, with some back and forth with COVID, obviously. You know, I was working remote with some producer that was down in Dallas, so there was a bit of a back and forth. But then I worked on some tracks off the album in Nashville. It was kind of like in one day we wrote and produced a track, you know. So there's a little bit of variance kind of depending on which COVID sort of precautions we were having to take, et cetera. For me, it was honestly the first real, you know, studio album I've created. So I don't really have much of a pre-existing notion of how it was done prior to COVID. But there were definitely some learning curves that I'm sure will be nice to not have to deal with going forward. Just like kind of what I was saying, having to work remotely. Obviously, I think there's something that happens when you can actually be in the same room with the producer, in the same room with someone that, you know, you kind of feed on each other's energy. So I think that, you know, being able to be in the same room as the people working on the tracks, I can only imagine going forward will be more conducive. But that's something I look forward to for sure.
The one video I've seen on YouTube, the Leave You Now, is that the one you're promoting right now?
Yeah, that's the most recent kind of remix of. So the album version of Leave You Now had a single, but there was no accompanying video. I knew I wanted to create kind of a more high energy, summer centric sort of remix of one of the singles. Leave You Now is kind of the one we stumbled upon, and we found these really great remixers who are based out of Copenhagen, Boy and Sigvart. I really liked their sound and kind of what they were doing. So we sent them the stems for the track and got it back, and, you know, it kind of had that summery sort of opening of society feel that I really think, you know, is kind of missing and something that I think is really what people want. So that's kind of what we're pushing right now on dance radio and starting to push it onto larger format radio as we get it really gearing up here.
I don't want to leave you now. I don't want to feel the heartbreak. I don't want to hear the sound of silence in this house.
That's on YouTube, the video, the music video for that track. You can also, I have an 11-song album that came out in April. So, you know, that and the remix are all kind of available to stream on any streaming platform under just Jammy, you know. That's kind of, you know, Apple Music, Spotify. That's where you can kind of actually find the songs to listen to if you don't want to be on YouTube. The
best way to find you is to type in Jammy?
Yeah, just J-A-N-N-E-Y. And I'm usually the first person that pops up. It's all cap. And from there, you can kind of see either the full album, the Boy and Sigvart remix of Leave You Now, which is kind of what we're sort of really focused on right now.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, yeah, no, I can remember as a kid, it was always something that I really kind of wanted to do, had no idea how anyone went about doing it. So it's kind of interesting how here I am today kind of doing what I always, as a kid, kind of envisioned wanting to do, but never really knew how you would go about doing it. And it's crazy how it really did kind of just find its way to me almost. You know, I don't play any instruments, but I would just have these songs come to me, which kind of spurred me deciding to find just a local voice teacher here in New York. And, you know, with him, I was able to build piano arrangements, all these songs that I heard in my head. So it's crazy just kind of how things have progressed to this point.
So you're living in New York right now?
I do live in New York City, yes. You know, it's been obviously a crazy year. It's definitely more exciting right now. You know, if you'd asked me this a year ago, things weren't looking too hot in the city. But it's an amazing city, and, you know, it's really starting to open up again. I mean, you just can't beat the energy here.
Well, again, if people want to hear your music and follow you, it's Jammy, J-A-N-N-E-Y, and in all caps.
All caps, that's how you find my music. And then all of my social handles are just, this is Jammy. Like the @, this is Jammy. Either one of those, that's kind of where I exist on the interwebs at the moment.
Any short-term goals?
You know, I'd love to obviously get some live performances going. I'd love to play some form of festival somewhere. I think my music kind of has that high energy that I think could be conducive to that kind of environment. So I would love the opportunity to, you know, in the next 6 months, get a festival or two in the books and really get to, you know, perform the music to a more large format